I guess more and more I'm getting called old, so. So I got to write this song, hearing the story of, hearing Sean's story. And I just, first of all, wanted to thank you, Sean, for sharing it. And just open it up. And so Sean knew from the age of 13 that he wanted to be a policeman. And there was a local officer that would come visit the neighborhood. And Sean kind of became, you know, enamored by, you know, the siren and the, you know, everything that came along with the uniform, the badge, all that. And that's what he ended up doing. And in between being 13 and being, not exclusively, but, you know, later on, in between being 13 and being a police officer, he was in the Coast Guard. He spent some time in Haiti. He talked about, it was one of the things that was going on there that he was helping with the safety of everything that was being imported into the port of Port-au-Prince. And but also he spoke about people trying to escape and come to America that they, I couldn't wrap my head around this. I don't know if you can either, but they would take these logs and carve them out sort of like, you know, older canoes would have been hundreds of years ago. However, it was big enough maybe for, he said, to seat about four people. They would somehow fit about 90 to 100 people in these and try to go to America from Haiti. And obviously a lot of people would, you know, there was a lot of accidents. People would, I imagine, pass away. A lot of times they had to get rescued and brought back. But one of the things that struck me about Sean, you know, there's many things. He's just a real cool guy. But one of the things that really struck me about him was he said, I was drawn to authority. And most people that say they're drawn to authority, it's not for the right reasons. But he explained, because I feel like, you know, if I can be in places of authority, I can be a better mentor. I can have more access to mentor people and to guide people. And I thought that was amazing. He also talked about how when he arrests people, he always treats them, you know, unless they're treating him awfully, he always treats them with the utmost respect. And he said there's people all over the place who have come back and said, hey, aren't you the guy that arrested me? And he said he can't go anywhere, including on where was that cruise ship?
I don't know which one it was.
Okay.
We go on so many, but it did happen.
It was in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship, and some guy comes up, you know, aren't you the guy that arrested me in Ohio? And shakes his hand. But, you know, there have been stories about people who have, that he has saved, and then people who also have turned their lives around. And so this is about Sean. It's Sean's story.